Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, up first in Florida, let's see here. It's the Nassau County DA that's going after a young man, very young man, a scammer, hacked into doctors' electronic prescribing accounts. In essence, since this young scammer, 21-year-old, and company who had runners to go pick up drugs, it was a scheme that would be, as mentioned in the write-up on Fox 35, the modern-day equivalent of stealing a doctor's prescription pad and just writing, because it was electronic. So there was some type of loophole, something they got in there and were able to prescribe all these painkillers. And this young man, this 21-year-old Devin Anthony Majerian from Kissimmee, Florida, he was able to prescribe all these painkillers, had runners go pick the prescriptions up, pay for them, and they're able to sell those online. So this dude's facing multiple charges. Let's see what else is here. Speaking of stealing, which, after I read this, well, I'll tell you what came to mind after I read this. Look, according to Monroe County, the sheriff's office in Florida, a boat trailer reported missing from a local sheriff's office in late January. It was returned about 4 days later, and the deputies at the sheriff's office as saying that there was an indication that it had been used. In fact, they went back to security video footage and found somebody that they could go after related to this. They have somebody in custody. Let me see. It's a Florida man arrested late last week. Stole a boat trailer. Was it really stealing, though? His name is Jonathan Scott Sharkey. I like the name. The Shark. Sharkey, 56, from Key West. So he steals a trailer, uses it for 4 days, and sends it back. But he's facing, charges that he stole this trailer. But they have it back. And may I say, the dude's a taxpayer, right? This is public property. No, I'm not advocating that you use public property for yourself. But that's the first thing that popped in my head. Wait, he's a taxpayer, right? Maybe, if he's working for a living. He'll purchase it. He borrowed it for 4 days and sent it back, and now he's facing all these charges. Anyway, just my quick thoughts on that. Don't do it. Please don't think like I do and actually commit a crime. I'm Sergio Sanchez from South Texas. This is The Dana Show.
Our partners for this portion of our program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K. Seems really cool. I don't know. We were at the Kel-Tec booth yesterday and got to see a lot of people's reaction to the Gen 3 that they have, and it's 'cause I've called it gun origami, and they're like, yeah, that's actually correct. I mean, that's like as close to it as you could get. The cool thing about it is it's 9mm sub 2K Gen 3. It's shipping now, and you don't have to detach your favorite optics anymore if you're going to fold it in half. The whole thing folds in half. Now, previously, you'd have to take your optics off, all that. Now you don't. It's simple twist and fold motion. It's a patent-pending rotating fore-end. And so either direction it twists, and you can fold it in half. Just as easy as you deploy it, you can quickly, pack it up. It's optics and everything. You can stay. It stays on. It's awesome. And that's just one of the upgrades that they've made to this Gen 3 version of the Sub 2K that's pushed it over the top. They got an upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned trigger mechanics. So you got a lightened 5-pound trigger pull. The updated trigger also makes for more precise feedback. They have upgraded action. They got a new chamber indicator, and this one ships in Glock 19 configuration, so it also takes magazines from the Glock 17. Just awesome. Made right here in the U.S. of A. Family-owned Florida-based company. To learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
That's why we evaluate the economics. We evaluate the global supply demand, what other countries will be needing into the future. We evaluate our national security interests, and certainly we evaluate the environmental impacts. This is all done, we're a science agency at the Department of Energy. We have 17 national labs. I like to say, in God we trust, all others bring data. And in fact, this is what this assessment is.
Jennifer Granholm defending the Joe Biden policy announced late last week on pausing liquefied natural gas exports. I got a bit more on this coming up with my friend Tim Snyder. Just minutes away. Stick around because Tim will tell you, who gets screwed by this LNG. This is big economic news. Now, in God we trust. All others bring data. What? The data on how clean LNG is, clean burning compared to all other fossil fuels? What data is Jennifer Granholm talking about? What? China burning dirty fuel, India, coal, dirty fuel, Russia, the same thing. What data is she asking for? We have the cleanest form of fossil fuel burning. And she mentioned the price of this. Look, this is affordable, super affordable, because it's super plentiful in the U.S. It is in demand, especially by allies in Europe that can't be getting any of this fuel from Russia, who, you know, they're trying to punish Russia for invading Ukraine. This, I can tell you one thing, it hurts. It screws our allies. This pause, as they call it. They want to put some numbers to LNG, liquefied natural gas, these exports to Europe. And as far as your pocketbook, you know, down the street, look, here in South Texas, we've been celebrating now for months the fact that LNG, liquefied natural gas, we finally got $18.5 billion, one outfit, one company to invest that at the Port of Brownsville. In Brownsville is, you know, star base for Elon Musk. Well, right down the street is the Port of Brownsville, $18.5 billion LNG project. Now, because I want the prosperity and opportunity for all our kids, all our families here in South Texas, at one time deemed the poorest area of the planet. We have private sector investment to the tune of $18.5 billion for clean-burning liquefied natural gas to be exported to our friends and allies in Europe to make some money, provide some good-paying jobs, long-term jobs. First of all, construction jobs by the thousands down here to build that. No, Joe Biden has flushed or is wanting to flush all that opportunity down the toilet for this lunacy, these leftist, crazy, and environmentalists who want to declare an environmental emergency and get rid of any form of fossil fuel, whether it's clean burning or not. Not taking the time to look at how deleterious, how damaging digging for some of these rare earth minerals is for batteries. Oh, they'll never visit that. The damage done to the environment and to human beings and to kids who are slaves having to work to try to find some of these minerals and to enslave our nation to China, because China has a bunch of this. And right next door in Afghanistan, they've got a bunch of these rare earth minerals in Afghanistan as well, which, you know, probably enrich all these Islamo-fascist terrorists in Afghanistan and the Chinese nearby. This is not in America's interest. It's not in the interest of those willing to take a chance and hire thousands of people to build these nodes and to export it and make money and provide prosperity and opportunity. All because, sadly, and this is the way I see it. I'll give you an example. Here in South Texas, we have all these cities, McAllen, which I'm at, an hour away from Starbase, from Brownsville, and the port, and this LNG operation that's firing up. North of us is Corpus Christi, if you look on a map. There's easily 60 some odd miles in pristine, beautiful wetland and beach, and, you know, all these trees and all the brushland and all these animals and cow chiggers and feral hogs and you name it. And all there's 60 miles between this city, the cities down here, all the way up to Corpus. And then you go west, put another 250 miles. And start doing the square mile calculation on nothing but nature. It's the nature that's barren, that's full of, you know, from coyotes to, you know, these ocelot little tigers. What? This is nature that for the illegal immigrants across the border, they die in that nature because it's so long, it's so barren, it's so far to the next point of civilization from Brownsville up to Corpus Christi. And yet we got Sierra Club I call them carpetbaggers. They've got their trust fund. They've made their millions. They got deep pockets. They come down here. They retire here near Brownsville, near the beach. They retire in South Texas. Oh, they don't want any factory. They don't want any LNG. They don't want any prosperity. They don't want they don't even want Elon Musk in town because it will somehow disturb the pristine little neighborhood, quiet neighborhood, desolate of any industry, any prosperity, any job opportunity. These carpetbaggers come down here, the Sierra Club, and are stealing the opportunity. And they have the power of the White House and this administration working on their behalf and against everyone here in Deep South Texas who voted Democrat on behalf of Joe Biden. That's why I say and I connect the dots, especially for family in Texas and in South Texas getting screwed by this. Stop voting Democrat. Wake up. Stop voting Democrat. Let me get to a couple of other little tidbits of information here I missed during the headlines. I found this story fascinating from South Lake Tahoe, California. Check this out. A snowboarder recovering after spending the night trapped on a gondola. Monica Lasso was tired, wanted to go down the mountain one last time, long day of snowboarding. Decided to take the gondola back down, and just a couple of minutes in, that sucker stopped, and she's way above ground, leaving Miss Lasso stuck without her phone for the entire night, fighting temperatures hitting below 20 degrees. Reportedly, she's okay, going to recover, but man, that's a scary situation.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
See, I inserted this little headline here just for a chance to tear up some paper. Can you please stop feeding tabloid yellow journalism, all this tabloid crap? There's all these. In fact, the news network's doing all these updates on Kate, Princess of Wales, is back home from the hospital and the king. And I don't care. Just stop with this crap already. Seriously, you're an American. My goodness. Little heads up in case you're traveling soon. Congratulations to Chicago. Yet again, at the number one on the list of Orkin, you know, the pest control people, Orkin, their annual list of worst bedbug cities in the nation, Chicago, number one. In fact, the top six didn't learn anything, have no shame. They weren't embarrassed enough by this. So Chicago's number one, followed by New York City, Philadelphia, Cleveland, L.A., Detroit, just in case you're traveling and staying at those hotels, just heads up. Not that you can do anything. Well, like sleep on the floor, get some sheets to sleep on the floor. Shaping up to be a good year for the housing market, according to the National Association of Realtors. They say that home sales month to month, 8.3% in the month of December. And if and only if they can see interest rates go a little lower this year, maybe they'll get a bit more business in the housing market. And 180 by folks at Twitch. They reportedly are dropping their revenue cap reduction plan after many streamers complain. Folks making money online, putting stuff on Twitch. Under the new rules, streamers will receive a 70-30 revenue split regardless of how much money they make on Twitch. I'm Sergio Sanchez from South Texas. You're in tune with The Dana Show.
Texas should stand their ground. They should enforce their state law and go back to the constitutional rights that they've been granted to protect their state sovereignty. And that's what so many of us as governors are offended by, is that Democrats were threatening to encourage the president to activate our guards in order to get them to stand down and not protect our state. So it is a dangerous situation.
From the state of North Dakota, that's Kristi Noem, governor, who I'm talking with Steve off here. I think probably her middle initials would be VP, or wants to be VP. Kristi, VP Noem. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and you're listening to The Dana Show from South Texas. Yeah, Dana had a write-up on this past weekend. No, it's less than a handful of electoral votes. Absolutely, it ain't going to happen. Now, Steve-O was telling me some of the write-ups, and I haven't seen this, but Stefanik, Vivek, lots of people still mentioning those names. I don't know. Look, this is just my two cents, since I get the benefit, the blessing of filling in for my buddy Dana. And I know you guys that are working the party out there. I know you guys that work for some of these chairmen and chairwomen and for Ronald McDonald. Actually, I shouldn't say that, Ronald McDaniel, because I think Ronald McDonald will probably do a better job of running the Republican Party right now, doing some fundraising, getting out there and properly messaging. And all you need to do is message in the swing states, kids. That's all. That's where you need to buy first fundraise, hundreds of millions of dollars. There's no excuse for you to be bankrupt. You're Republicans. You're the party of the rich, right? Aren't you? So fundraise and go advertise in the swing states before people open up that little YouTube, little stupid video, and see, try to connect the dots with them. Tell them to stop voting Democrat. They open up those little Instagram videos and open up those little Facebook videos. Before they see that, they see a quick roll, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. Let me connect the dots. Biden border mess, inflation, compare 30. Price of fuel, all this insecurity and stability, the bloodshed in the Middle East. Yeah, Biden, stop voting stupid. Stop voting dumb. You need to connect the dots with these people. And yeah, there's no leadership in the Republican Party, but I digress. I think that the one who will be doing the messaging, sadly, again, by himself, will be Donald Trump. And for you guys who are working the Nikki Haley camp, I know she's saying she's not going to leave the campaign. She's not going to leave South Carolina. It's not the end. Yeah, it is. You get your butt handed to you. Could you please take your oars? Could you please start rowing in the same direction to defeat not only Joe Biden, but defeat all of his minions, all of his apologists in Congress? There's so many of these people in swing states, and some of the coward Republicans who are jumping ship right now, they have other Republicans running. You need to connect the dots on all the major issues so that all those swing districts and all those swing states are properly informed, and they're properly informed, and don't make the mistake of voting Joe Biden and company back to Washington, because we have a nation to save. And having said this, I think for people that work for Donald Trump, this is just my two cents. Why not go for it? I say, you were lovey-dovey and praising Ron DeSantis. Why not? That was many months ago. Freedom-loving Americans, liberty-loving Americans, America first-minded citizens and neighbors. What was it? You know it was the dream ticket. It's Trump, DeSantis, right? And let DeSantis be the messaging board. Let him be a fighter. He knows how to fight the media. Vivek. And don't get me wrong, Vivek is very intelligent and very disciplined in properly messaging his point of view. Does a good job in doing his homework and putting 1, 2, 3 of those messages and going for the jugular. That's what I love about Vivek Ramaswamy. He knows how to communicate. I think Vivek Ramaswamy would be a perfect campaign spokesperson to constantly take it to the media and connect the dots, remind them of all the bogus conspiracies, all the lies that were thrown at Donald Trump to destroy his presidency, do it over and over again, defend Donald Trump. I think Vivek would be an awesome campaign spokesman. But the dream ticket a long time ago was Trump DeSantis. I think it still is. Don't be afraid, Mr. President. I know you guys are lovey-dovey and you guys are talking nice things about each other. We'll make it happen. Put that dream ticket together so that next shot, 4 years down the road, we continue with an America First mindset. If it's not Ron DeSantis, I think the All-America story that all parents and all kids could look at, of all colors, black, inner city America, or maybe the poor white kids in Appalachia, any color, yellow, red, whatever, all the kids could look at his example of stick-to-itiveness when it came to education. A great mama that forced him to read, do good in school, and become a success in medicine. It's a great story. Ben Carson, I think, would be a great vice presidential candidate. But I think it should be Trump DeSantis. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.